1-800-246-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
In turbulent times, God calls us, in spite of what's going on in the world. And I challenged God. I sought God on this. I said, Lord, with the magnitude of what I believe you've called us to do, why would you call us to do it in a time like this? God spoke to me and said, I called Nehemiah to build in turbulent times. And because he was obedient, in 52 days, the wall was finished. But see, Nehemiah had a strategy from God. See, except the Lord build the house, we labor in vain. One of the things about Nehemiah, if you remember, Nehemiah was a cupbearer. He brought the king his food, his wine, so he had to be trustworthy. As a matter of fact, it was so tight that a cupbearer could not come before the king with a sad countenance. Like I said earlier, it had been chop, chop, head off, next one in line, please. He couldn't have a sad countenance. You could, because right away, you know, everybody, he's sad. What are you up to? But Nehemiah, because of God's commission on his life, he was sad before the king. And the king said, why is that countenance so sad? Right then and there is cause of, you know. But the favor of God. Remember, Esther hadn't gone to see the king in over a month. But they fasted and prayed. She said, if I perish, I perish. I'm going. And when she went, the true story behind it is that the king, when he saw her, was angry. He's a mad king. He was angry. And when she saw his anger, she fainted. At least some commentaries say this. She fainted. Her maiden that was with her caught her. And when the king saw that, God touched his heart. And he held out the scepter. And God changed. As our brother was saying earlier, Elder was saying, there's a shift. There was a couple of days ago. Remember, I mentioned in a prayer meeting on Wednesday night or something that I sensed the shift. There's a shift in our nation. Let me tell you something. Whenever you want to know where the move of God is, look at the trouble that's surrounding something. Look at the demonstrations. Look at all the marches worldwide, because there's a move of God. Like him or not, God is moving. Amen. He don't have to be in the package you think he should be in, but God is moving. Amen. God anoints Osiris to do his bidding. You know, Osiris in the Bible, the king, the Persian king, was called by God 150 years before he was born. God called his name. And he read that, and it triggered something in him. And he brought Israel into their proper standing, into their proper place, rebuilt Jerusalem. Another thing I was sharing earlier, and this is just food for thought. You don't see the USA, you don't see America in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. And I don't know yet, this is just, I'll say speculation, but I heard someone say, and I looked at it myself. I said, okay, it may be something to it, but where is the good old United States? Have we just been blown off the map? I don't know. But I know in the name Jerusalem, if you spell it, J-E-R-U-S-A. L-E-M. right there hidden in Jerusalem is USA. I would like to think that we are hidden there somewhere. There's been only two nations on the planet ever that God has honored in the way that he's honored us, and that's Israel and the United States, period. So I would like to think that. I'm not certain on it. I'm just saying it's speculation right now. Don't go out saying, you know, I said something and I'll die on it. I ain't say that. I said it's just interesting. USA is up in Jerusalem. That's all I said. Now we want to talk a little bit as we look at a family of warriors. Even when the systems of the church are aligned according to the word of God, and God is God that does everything decently and in order, those who operate the systems or within the systems must have pure hearts. Look at someone, tell them, your heart's got to be pure. If your heart's not pure, then the glory of God's not going to fill the systems. We just become legalistic. It's a heart condition. Amen. If you took pipes and ran fresh water through the pipe, the water would come out clean. But if the pipe is rusty or it's got something in it, it's going to contaminate the water. Or even if the pipe is aluminum and it's clean, if the water is not clean, what comes out of there is not going to be clean. Tell somebody next to you, you got to lift up holy hands without wrath, without doubt. Holy hands. Now, we've heard the word holy, and holy is almost a bad word today, because people misconstrue it and have perverted it. It's not a legalistic thing. The Lord does say, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. Be ye holy, for I am holy. That doesn't mean you can't watch a television. Amen. Some people take it to that extreme. You got to dress a certain way. It means none of that foolishness. It starts with the heart. Now, what we do need to bring back to the church is moderation. Amen. Moderation. Temperance. We don't want to be too out of balance. Amen. Now, let me talk a little bit about alignment. When it comes to the human body, and some of us know this well, alignment in our body is essential to health. Now, the pharmaceutical company's not going to tell you that. They want you dependent upon them. They want you under the spell of drugs. That's what the word in Galatians 5, when it talks about the works of the flesh, one is witchcraft. The Greek word for that word witchcraft is pharmacia. Pharmaceuticals, not to get you right, not to heal you, but to keep you dependent, keep you spellbound. And why? Because big pharma is big bucks. They are in cahoots with insurance companies. Amen. With media, there's a whole bunch of big, huge giants. And it's mega, mega bucks. And so they're not after trying to get you well. They want you dependent. If you're a stockholder, oftentimes you'll get letters, you'll get information 5 years out on what the next big drug is going to be. And then before it comes out, there's a wave of diabetes type 2 or whatever it might be. And you've invested, you've got stock in the drug. That's how they operate. That's why so many of the natural cures And supplements in that are not FDA approved. FDA won't approve them, even though they work. Come on, we tell somebody, wake up. Smell the coffee. Sometimes many health problems can be addressed simply by or fixed through the issue of alignment. Somebody need to crook your neck. Oh, that pain in my knee is gone. You's about to have a knee replacement. All you need was your head twisted. Sometimes it's like that. Why? Alignment. Come on. Amen. In your body, health has to do with alignment. That's why people that can stay limber, that stretch, you know, a lot that are very flexible and limber, usually are healthier. Ain't nobody nod or this side went dead. Oh, preacher. I'm not saying that we can't be healthy, but do you understand my point here? The human body, our own body, alignment is essential. You have a dislocated a thumb or a finger? I dislocated this one playing ball one time. Caught a basketball, it hit me in the finger like that. And it hurt, but it didn't hurt real bad till I looked at it. Because when I looked at it, the middle finger here was, no, I'm sorry, this finger here was that short. First thing I did, just natural instinct, I just grabbed it and pulled it back out. Out, that's right. That's when it hurt. I said, oh, man. And I looked at it, I said, whoa. Ah. But what did I do? I had to get it back in alignment. You see, even with your car, your vehicle, your truck, when tires are worn down, it's hard to handle. Driving on ball tires. I had to drive on ball tires. First got saved, you know, didn't have money for the tires. You know, sometimes you look, take a look at the tires, you could almost see the steel belt. Don't get under the ice. That was then. But when your tires are worn down, handling becomes difficult. And one of the first things that a real mechanic will do is check your alignment. So you need a wheel alignment. Sometimes the tires are getting worn on the outside, the other one's getting worn on the inside, or, you know, they're not wearing properly. What does he do? He realigns. So you can let your hand off the steering wheel and just drive straight. If it ain't aligned, you better not let go of the steering wheel. You'd be over in the ditch and hit somebody up on the curb. All right, so a car, when your car is aligned properly, it'll run smoothly, and it'll even prolong the life of your tires. It will.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.